With the ongoing dispute with the Fire Brigades Union, we expect the effect on Hampshire to roughly take away about half of our resources. So we'll be still able to provide around the region of 35 fire engines across Hampshire, but obviously moving them to locations where they can better serve a larger majority to ensure we give the best response standards we can over that difficult period.
I mean, what would be your reassurances to the public? Because obviously when they hear that firefighters are going on strike, it's slightly worrying.
Absolutely. And we would reassure people to they can dial 999 as usual if they have an emergency, and we will respond, and we will respond as quickly as we possibly can. But we want them to understand this plenty will be slightly more delayed than usual. But in that regard, they can help us to help them, and they can take extra care over this period to ensure that smoke alarms are checked, their escape routes are planned. And if you're having a barbecue, if we're lucky enough to have nice weather, then it's just being careful where the barbecue is located and thinking about what we're doing.
In terms of your members going off on strike, I guess you understand their reasons. Is there hard feeling about those who go off on strike?
Well, the service, we absolutely respect an individual's right to strike, take lawful industrial action. But our role very much is to continue to serve the people of Hampshire, to ensure that they continue to get a top-class fire and rescue service, despite the very difficult situations we face. So there is a team working very hard as I speak to ensure that what we do have remaining to us continues to operate in the best way it possibly can.
This has been ongoing for quite a long time now, and the FBU still don't have the offer that they want. Do you kind of think that it's time that this got sorted and that the government sits down with the FBU and makes some sort of headway?
Well, as a service, obviously, these times are very difficult for us, and having to ask the things we've been asking for today, we certainly urge and continue to urge both sides to continue conversations to find a place where they can both agree. In the meantime, we are just do our best in the meantime to use the resources we have to keep the people of Hampshire as safe as we possibly can.
Where are those resources coming from? Is it just people who aren't members of the FBU, or are you having to draft in retain firefighters, that kind of thing?
There are a mixture of provisions we have planned for these occasions, and sadly they do occur, but luckily not too often. And there's a mixture of people who are either non-Fire Brigade Union members and therefore aren't taking industrial action, and equally some Fire Brigade Union members decide not to, and again we respect their rights, and we ensure that we continue to operate as best we can, to the primary focus being to keep our community safe.
If there was some sort of major incident, would you ask those people on strike to return, and do you think they would be willing?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, we have an ongoing agreement with the Fire Brigades Union nationally, and we would certainly draw on that locally if we needed to. If there was a major incident of some type, the Fire Brigades Union have agreed to suspend industrial action and return people to the front line. So whilst that's a reassuring one, we hope that doesn't actually happen because we don't have a major incident. I think we absolutely respect that offer of the Fire Brigades Union to do that, and we have mechanisms in place to do that if we were required.